All right, let's call the meeting to order.
Will you kindly speak into the microphone, sir, so I can hear you?
Sure.
Calling the meeting to order. Our first, we have all the Parks Committee members here. Our first order of action is to approve the minutes of August 26, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of August 26, 2024?
I'll make that motion.
And that is John.
John Van Doren. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony seconds it. Is there any discussion about the minutes? With no discussion, I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. That passes unanimously. Next up is the Park Fund. A review of the Park Fund. And right now we are at $322,801.26. Any questions about that?
If you go to the next page, sir, you'll see that we have an updated.
Oh, we do. You're right. Thank you. Actually, the fund right now, as it sits, is $345,983.19.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Are there any questions or any discussion about the Parks Fund? All right, with no discussion, there's no action item required here. I'll go to the next action item is to approve the Rancho North Properties proposed trail map. And this will require our committee's action. So did you want to talk about it briefly, Rob?
Yeah, I will. For some reason or another, that recommendation didn't print out in my packet, but I don't need it. No worries. You don't have it in the packet either?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the copy. Yep.
I'll talk about the relevance of the recommendation today to approve Tony's map as it's laid out for what's been the latest submittal to the county, which is the removal of, and that's why I wish I had it in front of me so I could list off those units. So it's
copy,
Tony? DEF and G.
This doesn't depict the units, but it's on there. But we've removed, you know, DEF and G.
Yeah, I have that too.
Okay. I didn't get this.
I'll email you.
You didn't get the recommendation, though?
You want to see it?
Because I'd like to read those into the motion.
Yes, sir. You probably emailed it to me. Let me find it, Roger.
Because when I send this, Tony, I'm going to, we'll make sure. Because getting back to this map and how it compares to the conceptual that the Parks Committee mm-hmm. approved, it's down being printed out. The units that he shows that has been submitted to the county are in line with that map. However, if somebody comes in at a later date and goes to improve those back countries, then this map obviously will need to change. So on the approval letter that I'll send to the county, it will state that in there so that it'll eliminate, it'll approve everything with the exception of those units.
Yep,
that
that's fine.
That was in my board packet last month.
The approval language?
Yeah. Which is... No.
Yeah, I brought it in. It was in that packet as well. But
that is this it? Can you read it? Can you see it, Brian?
I'd have to go over there to be able to read it. It lists off. Yeah, that is it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let me print it for you and I'll bring it right to you.
Yeah, D, E, F, and G is removed.
Which one's done?
D, E, F, and G.
You can see it from there?
I can't, barely.
This has been a long time coming for Tony because we couldn't approve them in the past. They had several paved trails that were approved by the parks out in that backcountry. Now that those developments have been pulled off of this submittal. They're obviously not relevant for this submittal, so.
I have a question. On the areas where you pulled the villages, and you've got the existing natural trails, who's going to take responsibility for the trails?
It's my understanding it'd be the RMA will take responsibility of everything that's on this map. There's a few added natural trails to this map versus what's on the parks. But the trail systems would all be handed over to the RMA for maintaining, including natural trails.
Do those get deeded, or like an easement, or is that just an understanding?
No, there needs to be an easement there for us to...
Because you're picking up almost 20 miles, 21 miles of work to maintain and liability and everything else. Thank you.
Not right now, because this map... I'm sorry. So out in those villages, the areas that are not being developed yet, we won't take over those until somebody, the landowner, determines what happens with that property.
Okay.
So we won't go out on property that it's not... It won't become part of the trail system yet.
Okay.
That'll be something in the future. If I took them over as is, that means we've accepted them the way they are. So, and I can't do that.
And that's where I was going with all that. Okay.
So, yeah, it would not include taking care of any of those trails down there. Those are already existing trails.
All right.
Thank you for that question.
Any other questions or comments?
And then the only other is... part of this approval letter that will go to the county is, Tony said earlier, it will approve everything with the exception of the trails within D, E, F, and G, which will be revisited if and when those ever come in for adding to the development. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Does somebody want to make the formal motion?
Yeah, I will. I make a motion to adopt as recommended.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. The second was Bob.
Pardon? Tony.
Tony.
Tony, thank you, Tony.
Okay. Any other questions, discussion? All right, with none other, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That passes unanimously. Other business. Does anybody have other business, maybe what we talked about?
Yeah, Rod and I have already had conversation. I'm confused why this is a quote-unquote Brown Act and why it has to be set up this way. Two prior legal counsels for CSD. Didn't see it that way. My recommendation to RMA is to formally get their attorney's opinion. Otherwise, my recommendation would be to think about getting CSD off of the Parks Committee, reconstituting it, some of those types of things, because it makes no sense. We're not a fiduciary. And again, the reason we were on it was back in the day we were to be the hammer to the developers, and it just doesn't work that way. So that would be my recommendation to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I know so I understand that. For one, each one of these, all these funds will be spent within the confines of Ranch Marietta Association. Will be within our boundaries only. So that makes sense. the problem with that is all three PDAs would have to be completely rewritten, and we obviously can't have a 2-2 vote, because that might get stalemated quite a bit. So the only way that could work is would end up having to be, because they're going to be our trails, I would imagine they're going to be a 2-1 vote. It's going to be one developer. I'd like to thank everybody in this room. Thanks outside the box and votes on what's best for the community, so it's not a horrible thing. I can't come up with a time other than some friendly arguments about trails where we couldn't get on the same side. Might take us a while to get there, but that would have to be done. And I would imagine I'd need to send that off to our land attorney to make sure that they're written correctly and that they're binding and so forth. So
now, I can't speak for the board.
So the president and I talked about it in great lengths at our managers and GMs meeting. I think one thing to consider, or that the legal attorney needs to consider, is the fact that any vote of this governing body is done in this room under the Brown Act. All they're doing is directing you to go to another meeting to support. Correct. So I'd like, hopefully he'll look into that and determine. Okay. And I think you're right, Tim. Part of it was water meters are certainly a good hammer to make sure people pay park fees.
Yeah, and it doesn't work that way. You know, it just
doesn't.
And get back when the Wild West was going on.
Back in the day.
That was the thought process.
But also back in the day, the thought process was that the Community Services District would also run the Parks District.
Right.
But because the parks were all behind the gates, you guys couldn't do it. And so you signed the PDAs to where you guys would vote on it, but
right.
But that we would have the 2 votes because we were going to go ahead and maintain those. So there's a lot to be considered, for sure. And obviously, for selfish reasons, I would hope that we can keep it the way it is versus rewriting all 3 of those documents.
Yes. No, I understand. All right. No worries.
Did anything change between this latest CSD legal opinion and the prior two? I mean, the PDAs haven't changed.
Yeah, I'm not involved in any discussion. I don't know how it came about. I don't know if legal counsel just defaulted the safe and just say, yeah, it's a Brown Act and that's what we're going to do, versus did we really spend due diligence to go? Because like I said, Mr. Shanahan, Mr. Ramos didn't have a problem in their tenure as legal counsel. So that's just where I'm confused. So.
Yeah, so my advice right now would be that we do whatever we need to do to keep it structured the way it is until we're able to rewrite the PDAs, because we really just can't hold another meeting without that. So
yeah.
Thank you. That's very good. When you're ready, sir, I do have a public comment.
Okay.
Richard Gere.
CSD's legal counsel, Mr. Shanahan, did indeed say this meeting was subject to the Brown Act. He said that in 2 meetings. I think one was 2017 and one was 2019. And apparently Mr. Enright agrees with that. So I think clearly this meeting is subject to the Brown Act, if you know anything about the Brown Act. So
just a question of clarification. When you say it's subject to the Brown Act, CSD does meet to direct their director to go and vote a certain
correct.
Way. And they do that in their own meetings,
that's
which
correct.
Is subject to the Brown Act.
That is correct.
So,
but this, okay.
Go ahead.
But this meeting itself, based on the wording of the Brown Act, this meeting is subject to it. I can't remember the criteria, but.
And what wording are you referring to?
I can't remember exactly. I
okay.
got the wording on my computer for the Brown Act. I could go through it and read it to you.
Okay.
But it is the fact that I can't remember exactly, but there's a couple clauses in there that says it's clearly subject to the Brown Act. But, yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Gere, considering at this meeting they never have more than one board member here, is it really constitute a, because they don't have a quorum of the board? The only time they have a quorum that they're making a vote is at your own director's meeting.
I can't remember the reason why, but you have to look at the Brown Act and read.
So those are the questions that I asked Mr. Booth to go back. Okay. Obviously, we want to do whatever's legal.
Yeah.
But those are two things that I think, my personal opinion is it makes an exception because they're not sending a quorum. So without direction from the board, their representative couldn't do anything because they did all that into their own meeting. So anyway, that's all the reason we're talking about that, and the fact that if it does change, I think that unity between another organization like the CSD to at least be part of it, and so without that, then they would never have any discussions in here at all about what's going on in development as it pertains to the trail systems in the park. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see with some of these new things that we've talked about what the legal counsel for the CSD will say.
Okay. I think you can ask Mr. Enright, and he'll probably tell you why he came up with that decision.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Another thing I wanted to just bring up that I'd like to talk about at the next meeting. So we have a matrix, and I wished I would have given that to Amelia to add to the agenda, although we don't need to dive into everything that's on that matrix. But I think that it is worthy of looking at again. And so, for instance, one of the things that I... do you have it with you?
No.
Oh.
I'm totally unprepared for this meeting.
Oh. I'm here on time.
That's better than some people.
That's all I can say.
The one thing that we need to look at that matrix for is to find out whether or not there's other elements that need to be added to the different park sites that we have. One that I would like to talk about at the next meeting to add to that matrix is some shade covers in areas that it's a new element at an existing park, but it is, I think it's important to note that it's a new element. If it was replacing an element, then it wouldn't fall underneath the being funded from the parks. But the shade structure for the spray park, which is that concrete concrete out there, gets extremely hot and really unpleasant for the adults that are supervising their kids. It's not so bad for the kids that are in the water the whole time. And then the two dog parks that we want to get some shade in those areas too, particularly in south. It's wide open sun. When you look at the matrix of the parks, it shows, for instance, a shade structure at Riverview, which is where one of the dog parks is at. But we need to make sure that I'm pretty certain and it says existing, and that is that covered gazebo area that's there. So it needs to either add to, or at least we need to talk about that and have some dialogue about it. And also it has one at Stonehouse Park. We need another one there. We need two at Riverview. We need one, is what I feel we need and what I think the board feels as though we need, is shade for both the spray park and the dog park. And then we need one for the dog park over at Stonehouse Park as well. So if it's okay, I would like to see if we could talk about when we might be able to set up another meeting. Obviously, if we're going to do that, I'd like to get on the front end of that right away so that we could accomplish that. I would imagine from some of the
stuff that we've looked into. If we do the install ourselves, for all three of those, we're going to probably be looking close to $100,000 for all three. It's a large structure at the spray park, some cantilever ones at both the dog parks. I think that's a pretty good number. I think we'll stay within the $100,000. And the labor, I'm speaking for the board now, I believe that the board will support us going and doing the install. So, so anyway, I don't know. I know everybody's pretty busy, but if we could set up a date to go ahead and have another one fairly soon.
Thank you.
And then, you know, you guys, obviously, all the Parks Committee members, if there's other elements, I think we need to look at the whole thing. And see what other elements should be on there.
So,
as a matter of fact, the swimming pool and those things are on that matrix.
So you have the in the budget, there's the community center feasibility study.
Yeah.
Is that available at RMA to look at?
I think portions of it are. I think the only thing that probably is not is the appraisal, right? Because it's not our land. On the
permission, I think.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, all the rest of it, though, I think is all.
So if I wanted to see it, I could just go over there and.
I think
I
so.
Don't have an issue
yeah,
with it.
No, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I just see that, too.
So. Yeah. The other thing that there's a lot of talk going on about the pool and fitness center being built at the country club. As a private membership-driven operation instead of a RMA deal. And I think it's something that we need to talk about because I wouldn't want to compete with that from a park standpoint if RMA is going to build a pool. I don't know. I'd like to talk about the feasibility of a pool ever being built by RMA. And
when you say RMA, you mean by the Parks Committee?
Yes. And if it's not, I mean, if it has to go to a vote, we all know that most likely it won't go. But there's serious consideration about a private venture, and in the same location that RMA's been looking at the country club. So I would like to put that on the agenda as well, just so that. We have our finger on the pulse of what's going on, and then if you're not going to be directing money towards a fitness center and a pool, then we can talk about other places that money goes versus that pursuit.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Like I say, some of those elements are listed on the parks matrix of things to elements that we want in the park, so I think that'd be some good dialogue for sure.
Yeah, I've been on. So I was on the most recent community center committee, and I was on the one in 2010.
Okay.
And so it's a cost issue. So, but I'm happy to talk to you about it. I have all the documents from both of those.
Okay.
So and we were working pretty diligently this before John passed.
Right.
And we were working our way through it, trying to figure out a way to get people to support it and how that would go. So, because you know how the governing docs and RMA governing docs are, if you're going to spend a certain amount of money, it's got to be voted on, which is a good rule.
Right.
But that's a rule that has to be addressed.
Right.
But if it's RMA on that property, then RMA members would have the right to that property, and probably we talked about fees and all kinds of other options for people to come and their guests. But I've talked to some people at the club, I'm sure you have too, and they're going to have to be some kind of member at the club. I don't know if they form another type of membership or not. So it's complicated, but I thought we were making pretty good progress until not only after John passed, but then the issues that have come up on the country club.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm happy to give you the documents if you want to look at some of them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I'll add that item to the next agenda.
Yeah, yeah, those two, the park matrix and
the pool.
Community pool.
Do you want me to make the pool an action item?
No, I don't think we're ready for ready for an action item for a while.
Yeah, discussion.
Great, but
discussion. Yeah, okay.
On the covers.
The covers. I fully intend on bringing in a presentation for that, so that would be an action item.
Should be action.
Is that going to be before the RMA board this no. month?
I don't think we can get it accomplished by then.
Okay.
To have hard numbers, I had hoped to. So it probably. Would be like 1st of April or something if we could have that meeting.
Yeah.
If we have the meeting in the 1st of April and we're not, the RMA board isn't making a decision.
Oh, that's true. So it'd have to be the end of April, my bad.
Yeah.
Because both boards will have to look at it
right.
and decide what they want to, the latter part of the 4th week.
The 15th is when RMA will meet,
okay.
April. So if we meet the week after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parks Committee the week after April?
After the 15th.
April 15th is a Tuesday. Yeah, so April 21st, 22nd. I don't know what everybody's schedule's like.
Well, that's Easter Monday, the 21st.
Yep.
I'm not available, but Randy can be available the rest of the week.
It's also Earth Day on the 22nd.
Right. An administrative professional say
luckily, I don't have that in my calendar.
Oh, let's not forget that. Yeah, I have that tattooed on my hand.
Go ahead, Shane. That's on that day you'd be able to see the house and move. A big fire going in the back.
So will you gentlemen let me know what the date is so that I can get it published?
Yeah,
so 22nd or 23rd?
22nd. I mean, later on, the 22nd is right after Easter.
The 22nd, 4 p.m. again?
Does that work?
Yeah, 20 seconds is fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Thank you for doing this, Seth. Amelia?
We'll have it here again. Thank you.
Yep. You're a great host.
I'll contact...
Who am I today, by the way?
Director Janko.
And see if he can be here.
Yeah, because I'm not going to make it.
Any other business anybody wants to talk about? All right, public comments. Do you want to, Mr. Gear, do you want to say anything else?
What about everybody else?
I guess we are public comments. How about it? Director and staff comments, suggestions. There it is, right next. Do you have any other comments?
I guess I would add, because Bob brought up the, we owe him a thank you. The annexation of the three lots happened, so we've got our parks fees for those three lots.
He knows he was at the meeting where we approved it.
But we're now done.
Not everybody here was there.
We're signed and recorded. So
okay, good. All right. Okay.
You're talking about our meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that ends it. Unless anybody has anything else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Sweet. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark.